to Educate and Rejuvenate the podcast, the show that helps you teach and live well. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former classroom teacher, current homeschool mom, and a proud Teacher Goals author. I'm on a mission to help educators of all kinds not just survive, but thrive. Are you ready to educate and rejuvenate? Let's go. All right. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We are so excited to be here. So I am here with some of my awesome friends here in the studio today because we are excited for the launch of Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. General admission is now open. So if you have a ticket at any level, you can log into the app right now and start watching sessions. But right now, before you do, we've got an awesome panel with four of our incredible presenters who will be you'll find in the app, you'll find their amazing sessions. Hello, Wendy, Amanda, Marianne, and Jonathan. Welcome, welcome. We are so thrilled that you are all joining us here in the room. It looks like we're live on all the platforms. That is perfect. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with each of our speakers introducing themselves. Your name, a little bit about you, and tell us about your session at Educate and Rejuvenate since we're celebrating the launch of the event. And we can just go kind of in a circle. So that would put Emily first.
All right. Hi, my name is Emily. I've been an elementary teacher for over 10 years. My focus and strength has always been in connecting with students and social emotional learning. So that is what I will be bringing to Educate and Rejuvenate. My session is Building Bridges, equipping our SEL toolkit for classroom success. So not only will we learn practical and easy implementation strategies for SEL, but you'll also see improved classroom and behavior management.
Awesome. Okay, so we can just keep going in a circle. So Jennifer, and then Kara, and then Aja. Oh, we can't hear you, Jennifer. I don't know what happened. Oh, you're muted.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm Jennifer Jacobson, founder of Gap Impact. And what I do is I help teachers shorten the gap of academic learning, giving them strategies to close those gaps in our students. I'm also an elementary intervention specialist. And do you want me to go ahead and just share about my session now?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So I guess my first ponder question for you is, have you ever wondered why if traditional teaching methods we learned in school and college were completely, if they were completely effective, why we still have academic gaps in our classroom? And I touched on this in my session because I introduced you to my proven 4M framework that's been a game changer for myself and other teachers that have helped them close the academic gaps in their students. And in the session, I talk about the 4M framework, but I also share some quick multi-sensory strategies that I've successfully used in my classroom that work for any subject, any grade level. And they only take just 10 minutes a day. And by using these, it has closed and, or at least shortened some gaps, academic gaps in my students. And it also has decreased negative behaviors in my classroom. So because the students are so engaged in everything. So, so I share those tips with you, those strategies with you, hopefully that you can take away into your classroom and start learning and closing those gaps. I don't have my I educate and sign with me. I'm out of town, but I just pretend I'm holding that up. And you know, it says I educate and I travel. Obviously, that's where I am right now. I'm in Vegas. And I'm not really feeling, I haven't really hit a jackpot or anything like that, but, being here with you all is a win for me. So for anybody listening on the podcast, if you email me at jennifer@gapimpact.org and you just type in the keyword framework, I'll send you the 4M framework that you can go ahead and look at. And then when you attend the session, you'll be able to get some more in-depth information on that. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight into my session. Oh, I didn't even tell you what it's called. It is called, and I always get this all mixed up. It's how to close academic gaps in 10 minutes a day without adding more to your full plate. So quick tips that you can implement into any lesson that are effective, strategies, they're research-based, they're tried and true, and that way you can, you know, start to close those academic gaps.
I love that. And I feel like we're seeing so many academic gaps with COVID. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I'm so excited for your session, Jennifer. And yeah, we'll touch even more on the I Educate and Sign a little bit later on the podcast too. So we're excited about that. Oh no, you're so good. You were just excited. It's totally fine. Okay, so let's keep going. Kara, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your session?
Yes, so I'm Kara Vega. I am a special education teacher for 11 years, just recently transitioned to a general education elementary school teacher. I taught fourth grade, ELA, we are departmentalized, which was a great experience. And I made the switch just because I was really looking for a new passion of a sort, just wanted to change it up after, you know, 12 years of teaching. And I started my Instagram account a few years ago, pushing co-teaching and inclusive practices. And it's kind of morphed into me being a type B teacher, but trying to give you easy ways to accommodate and modify instruction for all students across all different grade levels. And just showing you that it doesn't have to be really complex. It can be super simple. And the whole point is that we want to try and bridge students from where they're at to the curriculum and give them access in different ways during that instructional practice piece. And I think after switching to general education, I realized that we really need to form a shared knowledge of special education and all the other disciplines, because we can really help each other out. And it will help, I really believe, if we put more inclusive practices and more instructional activities that are reflective of our students, we can kind of minimize the use of all of the child study team and intervention and just trying to get students and caught up where they are at that moment. So my session is about modifications and accommodations and just easy, quick ways to, you know, help students in ELA and math. And I give three strategies for each, of just ways that you can take it and run with it and do it tomorrow if you were in the classroom.
I love it. I love when we give strategies that are just easy to implement, right? Because it's so easy, I find, when you go to a big conference to be like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that, and get a little overwhelmed. And that's not what we're trying to do here at Educate Resonate. We're trying to help make your life easier. And so if you can just get one little win from each session that you watch, like one little tweak, and none of us are here saying you have to do everything exactly like we do. None of us. But we're here to help you pick and choose what works best for you. And that's what I love. Okay, Aja, you're up.
Yes. I'm loving all of the closing in literacy gaps, because y'all gonna see what I do and why that's so dear to me.
Yes.
But hi, I am Aja McNair from Everything Aja, and I'm actually an educational consultant. I have been in a very special place, as I've been in actually every pocket. Like, I've been a teacher pre-K through eighth grade, believe it or not. I've been an administrator, and I've also been a mom. And so because I've been in all of those positions, it kind of has led me to growing and going into educational consultant. And so what I do is I actually help both parents and educators alike, so children inside and outside the classroom, literally close in literacy gaps. That's why I said I'm loving the gap closing here.
Yes.
and actually get children to master essential literacy skills. So with, you know, literacy, a lot of the skills begin to build upon one another. And so if you never go, like, take the time to go to the root, you're just kind of treating the symptoms, almost like going to a doctor and they just kind of give you medicine, but they never cure the actual problem. So I help women alike, inside and outside the classroom, get to the root of the problem and cure the problem so that they can begin to create confident readers. And so my session is called Raising Confident Readers, specifically how to get to the root, helping any child master the alphabet. So even if you're like, well, hey, my child should know that by now. Okay, well, a lot of times if you have a struggling reader, you have to go back to that. You have to go back to alphabet sounds. You have to go back to, you know, letter sounds and then blending with confidence. So I'm talking about both the letter and sound mastery and then blends with confidence. And I'm excited for the session. We're going to go through mind shift, or, you know, where to start. Because a lot of times you're like, hey, I have a child that's struggling in reading, but you don't know where to start. And so we go everywhere from where to start to what to implement, and then how you can actually begin to implement. So going back to what Kelsey was saying, those really quick wins so that you'll be able to walk away with a really quick win to teach some of those essential literacy skills.
I love this, Aja. I love when you mentioned root cause, because I feel like that has actually, in these podcasts I've been doing, coming up a lot. And it's one thing I always notice as a life coach myself, because I talk about it a lot with like our feelings or with everything else, but it really is everything. It's like, what is the root cause of this behavior? Or what is the root cause of when I interviewed Laura Banks about me having this craving, or like all these different things? We want to get to the root, or, and why struggling readers or these gaps, like, what is the cause? How can we close those gaps? We were talking about gaps a lot. You'll notice a lot of themes in this event, a lot of things that we're all saying in different ways. And when you hear it those different ways from different people, it's going to click so much more. So I'm really excited for what all of you are bringing to the table at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. These ladies are incredible. And if you have your ticket to the event, then if you have a general admission ticket as of an hour ago ish, you can go in now and watch their videos. Though I encourage you to do that in like a little bit when we're done, but you can get in and you can watch those sessions right now. And if you don't have a ticket, you can go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025, grab your ticket right now for just $5, less than your favorite latte, and join us. It's going to be so worth your time. We know that your time is valuable, so we make sure that every minute that you spend Educate and Rejuvenate is well spent. So, and I love these comments. So Chris says that each of your sessions sound incredible. Irene is here. I love seeing the comments, seeing you popping in from all over. Hello, Holly, Wendy, Julie, Leah, Amanda, Vanessa. Love seeing your names pop up. As you comment, you are being entered in to win a Starbucks gift card. That is what we have done on all of these podcasts. This is the second to last podcast in this series. We have one on Monday that's just a full tour of getting into the event. So comment, tag your friends who might be interested too. That will get you extra entries. So, all right. So our next round, we have three rounds. We're going around with our speakers. That was round one. Round two, the reason, and I'm getting into it now, like at the beginning, I was like trying to do all the notifications and everything. So we are rolling. We've got everyone here. We're excited to be here. Round two is we are each going to share our I educate and statement. So if you are new to these podcasts, let me explain. If you are not, you're going to be like, yeah, I know, we've been doing this every time. So, our big thing with Educate and Rejuvenate as a whole, the event, is that you are a whole person outside of teaching. So we're here to help you as an educator and holistically as well. So we have been doing this fun little campaign thingy. I don't know. That's like a very, a very professional way to word that. But we've been doing this campaign where we are all sharing our I educate and filling in the blank. And I've got a million of these. So like I put, I educate and read for fun, and you can do it too. So I would love if any of you who are here in the chat, feel free to put your I educate and in the comments. And if you decide to actually print this out and post it on social, you'll be entered in to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So definitely encourage you doing that. when do the I Educate Anna photos have to be posted? So by the 22nd, I will be announcing the winner to all of our giveaways through the event on the 22nd. This one is actually public because it's also been part of this podcast series. But the 22nd is when the giveaway ends. So yeah, Wendy says I educate in camp. Leah educates in cross stitches. Rachel educates in gardens. And you'll see a lot of you, when you comment it, you'll get a nice little DM for the actual sign for you to print out too, to make that giveaway really easy. So I love Amanda's wedding planning. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. That's so fun. Donna is kayaking. So let's go around. How about each of you, Emily? Are you okay with starting again, Emily?
We're like, yeah, always yeah, that's fine. So I had the paper, but I didn't fill it out. And so I also totally I educate and read. And I chose that just because I have my two books that I'm reading right now, When Women Were Dragons,
what are they? Fun Read.
Really good so far, as well as Lost at School. It's all about helping with behavioral challenges. So I read everything.
I love reading too. Well, I guess that was just mine as well. So
yeah,
a lot of us teachers love to read, but I think it's that good mix. You're like, yeah, I have my teaching book, but I also just have this book that I'm reading because it's just so enjoying it. So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I learned I read like pieces of the education book. So I'm in the middle of like 7 different books.
I feel you so hard on that. I'll like, you know, just like, what is it you need at that moment? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And Jennifer, you shared your I Educate and Travel.
I did. I jumped you want the to gun. Add I'm to sorry.
That? Oh, no, you're so good. Anything else you wanted to share on that?
No. I mean, I do lots of other things. But
lots of other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we can just keep going around. Oh, you're muted.
Did I educate and mom it up? Because in the summers I'm home with my 4-year-old and my 16-month-old. So my type B-ness is everywhere because I have multiple things that going on at the same time. Never really focused on one, which is why I love all my accommodations and modifications that I am providing, because you can, you know, use them in all different types of lessons, which helps me as a mom set boundaries. So I'm not lesson planning all the time because I kind of already have all my tools in a toolkit. And I think it's all about finding a healthy balance between parenthood and being a teacher, because sometimes, or an educator in general, because sometimes it can take over your whole world without realizing it.
That part.
It definitely can. Aja, were you chiming in? It seemed like you're about to say something.
No, I said that part because I was.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So you're gonna laugh, both of y'all.
Okay. What can we say? We love reading as teachers, as a generalization, kind of. Oh, I love it. What are you reading right now, though? What are you reading?
Girl, the Bible, nonstop. Oh, like, amazing. That has been all my daughter and I have been doing. I have, like, other books, like, also spiritual books. But, like, when I tell you my daughter is, like, on fire right now, so that is all we're doing. Not like this whole summer. She's like, can we read the Bible now? I'm like, yes, let's go. Oh,
cute girl. Yeah.
So right now, I guess we're both on fire. Like, so, but I actually put, I educate and read one day at a time, because it actually kind of goes with my tip.
Oh, exciting. You're teasing it out. I love it.
So I don't know if you wanted us to share our tips, but like this kind of goes with the tip. So,
I think we can leave everyone in suspense for a second.
I like it.
I love it. So Wendy asked me to put the sign link in the chat. So if you're on Facebook, you can comment, I educate and it'll send it to you. If you're on any other platform, that DM thing doesn't work and I don't have the link on me right now. But when I'm going to do a quick tour of the app after we're done with this panel. So if you stay tuned, it is linked in the app. So you'll be able to find it there. Okay, let's see. Any other comments we need to get to? I love seeing all the DM comments come through and all your, my yearly goal. Clarissa has met her yearly goal for reading this year because I finally put my boundaries this year. Yes. Whoa. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Kristen needs the sign link too. Yes. We will make sure that you get the, I just don't have it right while we're live, but if you comment on Facebook or an Instagram post, comment, I educate, and it'll send it to you. And also in the Educate and Rejuvenate app, in the event section under event giveaways, you'll find it there. Or go to my Instagram, the very top post where I'm holding the sign, comment on it. It'll send you the link. I love seeing all your comments of your I Educate and so fun. Okay, so round three of this fun round with our speakers, we are going to share a free tool with you guys. So we're going to allow them to share a free tool and a bonus or takeaway for event attendees. So should we switch it up actually and go back to you, Aja, since you were teasing yours and let Emily go last this time?
Okay. So the one day at a time actually kind of like brings it back together, because what I have realized is not only are we building confident readers, but we're actually building a confident version of yourselves. We're building like confident us along with them. And I feel like, especially like working with so many educators and so many parents, we have to give ourselves grace the same way we have to give them grace. And so it's so important. I push literacy all day. You guys know my session is all about building confident readers. But we just kind of have to keep in mind, like, it's a process. Take one day at a time and provide grace for yourself and for you. You know, take the wins where you see the wins and enjoy it. Sit in that win, and then allow that win to be able to propel you forward, especially when it comes to like closing literacy gaps. And so when it comes to like closing literacy gaps and teaching reading, sometimes it can be very frustrated, especially if you're dealing with a kid that hates reading. And every time you say it's time to read, they say, I hate doing it. And so you just have, just remember grace. That's just the word for this year. Remember grace. We can't talk about, you know, building literacy gaps and not talk about knowing where to start. Because a lot of us, you know, you deal with a child that either hates reading, doesn't know how to read, or it's time to read. And a lot, what I've realized is a lot of us don't know where to start. So for all of the podcast viewers out here, I'm actually going to give you guys a free place to start, a free assessment, so that you know, okay, where do I start? Reading is so big. It's such a big umbrella. And there's so many different skills, as I've talked about, and we'll talk about it in the session. Make sure y'all are in the building. I began to speak about, okay, where do you start? And so the freebie is actually a literacy assessment, a phonics assessment, so that you know, okay, these are the skills that this child is ready for. This is where I need to start, whether it's letter and sound identification or blending words, or, you know, okay, what, when it comes to blending words, short vowel sounds, long vowel sounds, all of that good stuff. This is where you start. Okay. So you'll know what to teach and you'll know where to begin to start when it comes to closing literacy gaps. So whether you are dealing with a struggling reader or an early reader, make sure you get the freebie for coming today. All right. That's mine.
Yes. And I just put that freebie in the chat, and also for all of these links, because I know the chat only goes out to some platforms and we're multi-streaming to different platforms. So all of the links will go onto, we're going to get this onto the podcast as well, the Educate and Rejuvenate podcast. And all the links will be there too. So you can go there for the freebies. And also, I bet you could DM any of these speakers on Instagram and they'll be happy to chat with you as well. So
yes. And on Instagram, I'm everything Aja, AJA. And the freebie is everything, like the word everything, ajaja.com/phonics test. So I made it simple to remember.
I love that. Yeah. It does make it easier. That's why we did the like educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025. And then it got the redirect, all the fancy stuff. Love it.
Okay. I think I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I think one of the things I touch on a little bit in my session, and I'm not sure if we're all familiar, is this idea of UDL, the Universal Design of Learning. And I talk about it briefly. I call myself like a growing expert, but I highly recommend this book, UDL Now, and it's by Katie Novak. And it's really about creating classrooms that are student led with student choice, because we all know if we have student buy-in, we are going to have a successful classroom environment. So that is why I am very passionate about everything I put out on my Instagram of it's all different ways. No child learns the same. Just because a student doesn't understand it the first time doesn't mean they're going to need all these things. It's just all about kind of changing our perspective, changing the way that we teach a little bit so that we can just be more inclusive of everyone. And this gives great just insight into how to do that without being too overwhelming for you. It's just really like just as simple as students want to use this paper today or this paper today. Just simple choices that can make such a big difference. Since I am in this ELA world, since I'm departmentalized, my freebie is an informational writing graphic organizer that's completely editable through Google Slides. So you guys as teachers can change the sentence stems in it. You can make it fit for however you explain informational writing to your students. We use races, restate, answer, cite evidence. So you can change all of that, but it's just a great tool to get you started for those reluctant writers who don't know where to start when they see just a blank piece of paper with all these lines on it. So hopefully the graphic organizer gives you ideas and just also helps those students too.
Amazing. Thank you for that freebie. All your freebies are just so useful. I'm like, oh, everybody just surprises me with how awesome you are. And we're seeing it in the chat too. We're putting the freebies, Allison. They should be showing up in the chat since you're on Facebook. Depending on your platform, they should be showing up in the chat as we're going. And then I will also, we're getting this live onto Educate and Rejuvenate the podcast. All of them will be linked there as well. Okay, Jennifer, you're up.
Yes. I think all teachers love freebies, don't we? Anything we can get free that's valuable and effective, we're all for it, right? So my tip that, I kind of want to share is, you know, that it's okay for us as educators to have fun in our classroom. And it's okay for us to have fun teaching. And obviously, and most importantly, it's okay for our students to be completely engaged and love learning. And it's okay for us to veer from scripted curriculum and, add some fun to our lessons. I think, you know, thinking back to my own childhood, my own education, you know, the things I remember are some of the fun things that we did, some of the multi-sensory things, some of the experiments we did. It wasn't, I remember, Mrs. Jacobson lecturing me on, government or something like that. So, it's okay for us. It's scary for us as educators because we are, given a curriculum, we're given standards and we're held accountable for those. And it can be scary for us to kind of, veer away from that a little bit and add some, I keep saying fun. That's the best word I can think of right now. Add some fun to our lessons. And, it's about, we know that there are learning gaps out there and we don't want to continue putting band-aids on those gaps, thinking that, this child is a year behind. Let's test them for special education. They obviously need an IEP. Well, that may be so for some students, but a lot of times it may not be. And so, I'm on a quest to help teachers learn to really assess the gaps, really assess what's happening within the student and learn how our brains learn and how they function and stop putting band-aids on, what we're teaching and really get to the root of what's causing the gaps so that we know as educators, as professionals, how to fix those gaps. And, that's why it's really important to me that I share what, some strategies that I've used. But it's not about, it's not about me in this case. It's about all of you and it's about all of the teachers and the students. And, hopefully if you are brave enough to step out of your comfort zone to put down that scripted you know, lesson plan and add a little bit into just 10 minutes a day of fun, you know, it will be less stressful for you, more fun for you, and more exciting for your students. And they're going to retain and be able to retrieve information faster in those instances. So I'll get off my soapbox here for a minute.
It looks like people have been loving your soapbox though. So
oh, okay.
See, Nicole, well, need to be reminded. Jennifer, yes. So yeah, and here again, getting to the root of what is causing the gaps. Yes, and that's what we were talking about, right? This theme of what with reading, with the gaps in education, with our own overwhelm and burnout, with all of it. We're just like, what is the root cause of each of these things? And
exactly.
And as we get better at looking for root causes, we get better at it in other areas too. So
exactly. Yeah. So I put a link. I sent a link for a free book that you can download. It's some strategies that you can start right away with, specifically for struggling readers, but they can be applied to math, science, any academic subject. So check that out. And Jonathan, I saw your comment about playing the roulette wheel, I think it was, or blackjack. And I was too busy. I didn't have time to play those. So I'm leaving Vegas unlucky, but with, you know, all my money I came with.
That's good. Hey, at least you're not down, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So Rita says she's finding this interesting because I have a lot of readers struggling to meet up. Yes. So again, you're going to want to come join us. Come to Jennifer's session at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. We've got so much more for you. We're going to have such a great time. Great group. I agree. We got an awesome, fun group here today. Okay, Emily. You're up.
All right. So I wanted to share that I consider myself a bit of a Ted Lasso teacher. Whereas my mindset is, it's not about the wins and losses. Yes, academic achievement is great. And yes, we want them to do well on their tests, but that's not my big piece. I want my students to be the best version of themselves. And I think that's why SEL is where my heart is. So my strategy today I want to share with you, I'm actually going to invite you all to take a bit of a risk. We're going to practice this strategy together. It's a mindfulness break that you can do for yourself, your family, and your students in the classroom. So find yourself a comfortable seat. You can stand, you can lay down, whatever is most comfortable. You can bring a hand to your heart and just start to notice your breath. And I invite you to lower your gaze or even close your eyes if that feels safe. As you're settling in, pay attention to your breath. Notice how each inhale and each exhale moves through your body. Now we're going to take three collective breaths. So get all the air out. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale your biggest breath of the day. Exhale, sigh it out. Gently open your eyes. Give your heart a little rub. And I want you to just notice, how do you feel after taking those three collective breaths? Does it feel differently than what you had before? This is a really nice and easy practice that you can do for yourself. I know when I deal with a tantruming toddler who's like right here at the moment, those three collective breaths can really help me before I engage with the tantrum. But my students also come to rely on it in the classroom in between lessons, and it took a couple of minutes. So it's a really quick and easy strategy. My freebie that I wanted to share with you were some affirmation cards. They're just some cute cards. You can print them, I'd say four to a slide. There's about 50 of them. And you can use them as a cut and paste in your slides or print them out and have them in a calm corner or something. But we want our students to have positive self-talk and to be able to hear that positive self-talk over the negative self-talk. And so affirmations are one way we can do that.
Emily, I love that you brought that to this podcast. I'm like, oh, I needed that moment, even though I like, did yoga this morning. Like,
yeah, it's always so good. Super helpful.
Yes. Yes. And anytime, like I talk about this all the time with, like, you know, you'll see like Hannah, she's one of my club members, and she's like, oh, Kelsey loves Ted Lasso too. And then stuff like that we do all the time too. So I'm like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. we're just like very aligned in the work that we do. So, mm-hmm. If you loved that moment, you're definitely going to want to attend Emily's session at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. There's more where that came from. And also we start each day with a really fun yoga class with my favorite instructor, who I actually go to at least twice a week. I'm sharing her with all of you. And we'll be doing like there. We got tons of SEL at the event too. And because I agree with you, Emily, it really is like, not just about the academic achievement. It's about who we're becoming as people, mm-hmm. both us and our students. And if we put the focus there, the other stuff will come as it does. And it will come when we first start. It can't come if you're in a dysregulated place. It just won't. So like you can't focus on reading strategies until you're regulated, and it can just take a couple minutes, and then you get into the reading strategies. And that's where, like, when we come together at this event, you're going to get all the different pieces that you need for the coming school year. So thank you so much to all of you for being here. And before you all hop off for me just doing the like app tour and everything, because you don't need to sit through that unless you want to. I mean, you totally could, but you probably have other things to do. Can you each share where our viewers and listeners, depending on what platform people are on, can follow you and engage with you other than during the event, which they definitely should. Oh, I guess let's start. We can start with Aja. Yeah, I'm like, which way are we going? I threw everybody off. we just switched halfway through.
No worries. Once again, my name is Aja McNair, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Everything Aja. That's AJA. Everything is spelled like the word everything. My main platform is YouTube, but I'm also on Instagram. And then also, you can go to my website at everythingaja.com. But I'm on all social media platforms at Everything Aja, AJA, that is. And make sure you guys also come to the session, because there's even more freebies in the session at the Educate and Rejuvenate Conference.
Yes, so many freebies.
Yes, I'm like plenty of freebies.
Like that $5 is like you're just multiplying your money by coming to the event, honestly.
That part. Look, for you today, you guys get a free assessment. And so now you know kind of where to start. But now that you know where to start, you now need to know, okay, what do you need to do next? And that's why you need to come to the session. And then at the session, you also walk away with even more freebies of now, how do you walk that walk and how do you begin to teach those essential literacy skills? So I'm excited to connect with you guys. Once again, Everything Aja. And I'll see you guys at the Educate and Rejuvenate Conference. Whoop, whoop.
See you there.
Okay, I'm Cara Vega. You can find me on Instagram with love your co-teacher. My whole thing is like I want to be your virtual co-teacher, your thought partner. So with love, spelt the same, your co-teacher. And I also just started an email list, which you can get the link through my Instagram. I'm just like diving my feet into everything of the social media platform. So I'm solely focused on Instagram, but the email list is new, and I send out a newsletter once a month with just like what I'm authentically doing in the classroom so that we can kind of be thought partners. But yeah, I'm so excited that Kelsey and I connected on Instagram, and then I get to be a part of this awesome virtual conference, because there's just so many great speakers. And I know I listen to my fellow teachers more than I listen to people that, you know, are out of that classroom for so long. So I'm just so happy that we're just collectively all doing this thing and biting the good bite.
I'll go ahead and share. I just kind of had a mind blank there as soon as I started talking. I do know my name. I am Jennifer Jacobson. Sorry, it's the Vegas heat. But anyway, I'm Jennifer Jacobson with Gap Impact. And if you click on the link that was shared with you, you'll be able to get in contact with me through that link. Also, my website is gapimpact.org. And you can find me on Facebook at Gap Impact, just one word. So anyway, the best way to reach out to me is through email. I check that most often. I'm not as good with keeping up as on social media as I should be, but that's a goal of mine, is to get better at doing that. But my email address is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, at gapimpact.org. So feel free to email me with any questions. And I'm so excited to walk alongside you through this conference. You are going to get tons of great information from lots of fantastic people out there and sharing their knowledge and tips and tricks and lots of freebies. And so I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here, Jennifer, and all of you. It's been so much fun to be here. Okay, Emily, didn't forget you though.
All right. So I'm going to say this now. I have a few different places where you can find me, but Instagram's going to be the best. I kind of put it here. I don't know if you can see it very well, but it's at @not_your_ordinary_teacher. That's my Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a website. It's getting revamped this summer because it's summer and I have time for that. And then I have an email. Either email, you can reach me. I am going to be sharing this in my session, but I will have a free course opportunity for anybody who wants to learn more about brain science and how we can help students develop self-management skills through our knowledge in brain science. And so I will be taking learners who want to participate for free. It's almost done at this time. It's for my doctorate. So
exciting.
I'm really excited to share this with teachers. It'll be really fun. But yeah, reach out to me on any of those and I'll get back to you. But Instagram is kind of where my home is.
Yes. And yeah, and if it was somewhat blurry and you couldn't see it, reach out to her on Instagram. She'll be happy to point you in the right direction. Thank you to all of you for being here today. This was so much fun. And everybody, you want to see their sessions and all they have to offer and the additional things they're offering there. Just like each of these four sessions would be worth more than the $5 ticket by itself. So please come. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to get so much out of it. And we're just going to have a really good time. That's honestly what I'm really looking forward to, is us all being together. And if you can attend live, we have a bunch of fun live sessions and panels happening next week too. We have all the sessions in the app. And then we also have community threads in the app, which I'm going to show everybody. And we are encouraging speakers to go on. Each speaker has their own thread, so you can discuss each of the sessions. And we're encouraging speakers to come on and engage with you there, but you're also going to be able to engage with each other. It's going to be such an incredible time. So thank you. Thank you to all of you for being here on the panel and sharing thank so you. Generously. So we'll see all of you at Educate Rejuvenate next week. And also, I usually get to chat with the speakers for a sec after we go live together. But since I'm continuing the live, if any of you, Emily, Jennifer, Kara, or Aja, have questions for me, or especially on the app where I'm like, wait, what about these chat threads? Or if you missed any of those emails, just DM me on Instagram. I'm happy to chat with any of you after I'm not live anymore. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, thank Kelsey. You. This was awesome.
Okay, but everybody in the chat or watching live, stay put if you want to see how to get into the event, because I am going to screen share and show you how to get in to Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025, all you need to know. So we're just switching now to screen sharing, and I got to pick which window I'm sharing. We're sharing this screen. There we go. Do you all see my screen? Let me know. I know that was so fun, wasn't it? Oh, Charity, is summer school that starts Monday. We're going to miss you live next week, but it's all going to be in the app for you. Latrice's fourth year. I love it so much. It was so fun. Okay, so first off, I know a lot of you already have your ticket or you're in the club, but if you do not, go to Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. This is where you're going to want to go to grab your ticket. So you'll go. If you want to learn more about the event, you can scroll through the page. It'll tell you all about it. You can also click on it. So here, for example, here's Aja, who was on our panel today. You can click and learn about each of the presenters. You can grab your ticket. But what most of you are here for, and actually I just realized I need to unscreen share for a second because I realized the app is on a window that's going to share user information, which we don't want to do on a live. So give me just a second and I'll get to the correct screen. Okay, here we go. I will screen share again. Okay, so the event this year, the summer one for the first time, is taking place in our Educate and Rejuvenate app. If you were at our winter event, it was in the app. This is our first summer one in the app, though. So if you have attended in the past and you're like, I'm trying to get to it on the website, you're going to log in on our Educate and Rejuvenate app. There is a mobile version that you can download on Apple or Google Play, so you can access it at your fingertips on the go anytime. We've got instructions for you if you go to educateandrejuvenate.com/app. There's the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and the web version. And you'll see, and the app icon has actually changed. It now has our and that we're all about, and we'll be talking more about at the event. If you are a ticket holder or a club member, which if you're coming to the event, you're one of those, make sure that you use the same email address that you use to check out, because that is how it connects to your purchase, right? If you are using a different email, then it doesn't know that you purchased the event. Access was granted to you in the app, but it was under the email that you used to purchase. So make sure that you log into the app, whether it's on desktop, whether you download the app to use on mobile, you will do that. Make sure you use that email. If you have any problems logging in, just use that email, hit reset password. It'll send you an email to reset your password, and then you should be able to log in. And if you still need help, if you're just like, I don't know what to do, reach out to us at hello@educateandrejuvenate.com. Okay, next is how to turn on app notifications. We've got some videos for you here on how to do that. And you're going to want to do that in two places if you haven't already, because Apple and Google, sometimes if you don't like turn it on as you download the app, it's in not only the app settings itself, but in actually Apple and Google. So we highly recommend you have those on, because then you'll get like a notification as Anna's keynote goes live and important notifications that you don't want to miss. So you make sure that you have all the information that you need about the event. So we highly recommend, even if you don't normally have notifications on, that for this week of the event, that you turn on notifications. So we've got videos that walk you completely through that process on this page. They're also embedded in the app if you're already in the app. Okay, so now let's switch over to app view. And I see a question from Chris about the workbook. Yes, I anticipated that we would have it up by now, but I think there are a few little tiny tweaks we're putting on it. We're going to get it out ASAP. So stand by. It is beautiful. It is the prettiest workbook we have ever had. So you're going to love it. Okay, so the next thing you'll do, and we actually, I'm actually going to go ahead and do it right now. You all get to watch me do it live. We're going to move this up above the club for this week. So the event is really easy to find. So you'll see under virtual conferences and events, and you won't see presenters and affiliates because only our presenters see that. I have a different view as I'm an admin. So you should see Summer 2025 main event access very first. It should just be right there for you. If you have a general admission ticket, platinum or club, doesn't matter. Any of those, you come here for the main event. And that's a bit different than if you were at our winter conference. We had like a different one for platinum. But what we realized is we want you tracking your sessions like in one place, so one doesn't like go away and you're like, wait, my progress is gone. We don't want that. So we have one tile for main event access. This is where almost all the sessions, almost everything is. So you will find that here. And so I'm going to show on desktop for right now, just because it, like the way the screen works with being live on a desktop, it looks better that way. But because it's like so tiny. If you're like watching this on your phone, you're barely going to be able to see that. It'd be like a tiny phone on a tiny screen. But you'll see all of this can be done on your phone too. So if you're on your phone, it would just be right. Oh, and it didn't switch yet. Here we go. It's right here under main event access. You would click on that and you'll see just all the drop downs show up like this. And you can like click the little caret for it to drop down each section on mobile. But I'm going to walk you through it on desktop right now, just so like it's not like some of you might be watching on a phone and that would just be too tiny. So Clarissa downloaded the app on my phone and now working on doing the web one. So I have choices. Yes, I highly recommend that. I highly recommend having the app on your phone, even if you mainly do it on desktop, just so you can get the notifications and so you have the mobile access. So if you're like, oh, I'm going to do it on my computer when I'm at home, I want the bigger screen, but I also want to be able to, you can listen to it like it's a podcast. Like you can actually turn on a session and then put your phone in your pocket or whatever. And it's just really convenient to utilize it that way. So I like the idea of having the options for sure. The other cool thing that you can do that I'll probably need to figure out how to, I don't know how to screen share it because I would need to show you from a phone. Maybe we take a video. But you can even from your phone cast to your TV. So if you have like an Apple TV or something where you like, and I would only attempt that if you already know how to do it. It's something you already do. But if you're like, oh, I like to play to my Apple TV or whatever, you can do that. There's an option on the videos to do that from your phone. So if you're like, I want even bigger than my computer screen, I want to watch it on my TV screen. Great. Get it on your phone, cast it to your TV. Boom. You can like watch it on the big screen if you want, like see all of our pores like really huge. But okay, so start here is where I recommend starting. If you go through here, I'm not going to read through everything because you're all going to be able to do that. But as you go through here, likely all of your questions will be answered. So we have like information about access levels, about dates. Oh, we also, I don't think any of you are going to be mad. We extended general admission one more day. So it's through the 22nd now because we moved the trivia to the 22nd just so like our team has the weekend and then we have another full day for like if anything needs to get done or things. So an extra day for all of you on general admission. You're welcome. So hopefully I realized one spot we missed that. So one extra day. We missed it here too. But I don't think anybody's going to be too upset about that. So we've got the access levels, and then we've got information about just how this event is a combination of live and pre-recorded sessions. I have this on my phone, but I prefer to watch everything on my laptop. Is that possible? Absolutely. You would just go and log in on the web app, and you don't have to download. The web app is just like a website. It's just like a link on your desktop. You'll log in using the same email you used on your mobile phone, and then you'll see it like this, like what I'm showing right now. So you just have options. Yes. So Amanda said, I like to have it on my phone and then AirPlay it to my TV so it's really big. Yes, that should be able to work for you, Amanda. So that's what I love about how we have options for how we can watch it with the app and how you also like can do it on the go as well. The event workbook will be right here as soon as it's done. I noticed that we didn't have it here right before I went live. So I'm checking in. I think there were just a few little, I think it was partially my fault because there were a few things that she probably needed information about my sessions for. So we'll get that in there like today, ideally. So just watch that space. And then we have the directions for notifications here as well. Okay, when I'm in admin view, it sometimes will freeze. When I'm in admin view and I'm screen sharing, so I'm just going to refresh. That's going to be close admin. Oh, okay, that's what I wanted to avoid. I don't want you like to be sharing people's personal information. Okay, so you'll see here how to turn on notifications. I'm not going to click on every single one because that's just pretty self-explanatory. Here we have the full live event schedule. So essentially, it is each day, and we have these in Mountain Time first because that's what my team is functioning on, but then we also put the other four main or three main continental U.S. time zones here. The easiest way for you to add this to your calendar and to see when it is for you is to click here, and it'll be clickable for you. I need to log in on a non-admin one next time I screen share. Oh, and then it's like, where's the link? Oh, I just unlinked it. Here we go. Okay, this is the page. This is what it'll look like when you click on it. The cool thing you can do is you can actually click on follow calendar, and it will add all of these to your calendar. And if anything, for any reason, changes, for example, I realized we need to change these to 8:30 for the workout. So I'll do that as soon as I'm off the live. Then it'll change an update on your calendar as well. And the other thing is you can click here and select whatever time zone, wherever you are in the world, and it will convert it to your time zone. And then you can click follow calendar. You can add it to your Apple, Google, Office 365, Outlook, Yahoo, any of those. It'll add it to your calendar. And then if we add like any surprise lives later on, we're like, oh, we put together another fun panel or something and we add it to the calendar, it'll be added there for you. And you just have the option to join it if you want, but then you won't miss any updates that you want. So I highly recommend subscribing to that calendar. And I will fix that link too. but you also have the full thing right here too. So if you scroll down, it's all right here. And all of these ones for the main event are happening in the exact same Zoom link. Makes it really easy for everybody. Even the breakouts, we just open the breakout rooms and you're going to be able to click to select which breakout room you want to go to, but you're going to that same link. So you could leave it open all day if you wanted. We're just going to have like music playing during the breaks. One Zoom link is a different Zoom link for Platinum for the bonus day. And I will show you where Platinum is as well. We have information about how to join the conversation in the community. There's the directions there. And then I'll just show you that too. But I'll show you after we go through the main app section. We also have your Educate and Rejuvenate playlist. So if you want to start getting into the Educate and Rejuvenate vibes as well, you can click here. I put together a playlist. This is what we'll be playing like before sessions, between sessions. We'll open the room a bit early. Music will be playing. We're just going to be getting into the vibes. We've got these playlists for you. So if you listen on Apple Music, you can click here, Spotify, YouTube. It's a playlist of just very empowering music that is going to lift you up. Allison said, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but on desktop version, the main event link is premium only. Allison, I'm wondering if, so we granted access to General Mission this morning. If you can make sure that you are logged in with the same email you used at checkout, that would be my guess, because if it does, like if, for example, you downloaded the app and sometimes it'll default to your Apple ID or whatever, and that might be a different email, it won't know that you purchased a ticket. So just check and make sure that the email you're logged into on the Educate and Rejuvenate app matches the email that you use to purchase. And if it does, please email us at hello@educateandrejuvenate.com and we will look at your account and just see if for whatever reason it didn't like the... It's like a Zapier integration and it's been working really well, but it is possible that it glitches every so often on individual accounts. So if for whatever reason you're not seeing it and you double checked that it is the right email, totally understand, Allison. If you can send us an email at hello@educateandrejuvenate.com, we can definitely check that for you. Okay. And then we also have a lot of other fun things here. Like I actually recorded this like months ago when I was recording a bunch of meditations for our club members. And I was like, oh, I want to make an event day meditation. So I've been excited for this one to actually be revealed and out to everybody. Close admin. So you can click there and there's an event day meditation for you that just helps you get into the energy and the excitement of the event. Just information about my book, the Teacher Goals books, because we have a lot of Teacher Goals authors presenting during the event. I need to actually delete this because we didn't get around to, we were hoping to make some fun t-shirts and everything, but you know, all what I talk about with urgent, important prioritization. And we realized that, you know what, that's just going to happen at the next event and not this one. So, we have info about how to get your PD certificate. We have a session I recorded about just start here and tips for success. And if you ever have a question, it's always hello@educateandrejuvenate.com, but we have it here for you. So if you forget the email, it's right here. Okay, so that is all the start here basic event information. And then we have a whole section. Originally, we had these in the start here. And then I was like, this is just way too long. And we have way too many giveaways to try to just put in one giveaway thing, which is a good problem to have, right? Yes, Julie, I realized while I was live and trying to click on the link, I accidentally unlinked it. But I didn't want you all to have to watch me relink it. So I'm going to fix that link as soon as I'm off. As soon as I'm off the live. So we'll get that fixed. Apologies for that. I was trying to click on it, but because I'm in admin view, any of the links aren't working. I should have logged in into a non-admin account. So I'm going to try to remember that for Monday's live. I will log into an account as if I'm a regular attendee. So it'll look like it does for you, where it doesn't say like add content and all of that. So I'm going live again on Monday. And by then the workbook will be there and everything will be perfect. So, or is perfect, you know, nothing's ever perfect, right? But all those little tiny things I'm catching will be good to go. Okay. So event giveaways. We have a lot of giveaways. We love giving things away. Like we mentioned, that I Educate and Sign. If you come in here, it has all the information for you to do that. It even has the sign linked right in here. And I'm not going to attempt to click on it because then I'm going to unlink it. So, but if you click on it, it should work. So yes, it's our test run right now. So thank you all for, thank you all for being here. And then we have giveaways at every live session. That basically just explains that. But essentially every live session, we are doing another giveaway. And when you look at the schedule, it says what each one is. So if you look right here, it'll say at this session, it's this prize. At this session, it's that prize. This year, previously, we actually at the end of each session announced the winner. But if you all know me, sometimes I get so excited and it kind of breaks the flow to be announcing a winner at the end of each one. So we are announcing all the winners at the end of the day. Nothing else is changing just when we're announcing it. You don't have to be there at the end of the day to win. So if, like, for whatever reason, you're like, oh, but I had a dentist appointment or whatever, you can still win. That's just when we're announcing them, though we do encourage being there. Of course, we know that not everyone's there at every one. So if you attend the keynote live, you are entered to win. The winner will just be announced at the end of each day. We also, this year, brand new, I am doing live sessions at the event. I have three live sessions. I have one on day one morning, one on day two, or day one afternoon, and one on day two morning. And on each one, I have a homework assignment that is very simple. In fact, I'll spill the beans that my first one is just to do that I Educate and Sign for the morning one. And for each one, you can submit a homework, like the little homework assignment that's very simple. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to apply what you're learning, what I'm teaching. And there are going to be tons of prizes. And again, I will reveal that during those live sessions. But when you do the homework from my sessions, you will get prizes for it, potentially. Or there'll be a lot of winners. I can't say we're giving it to every single person just because the math wouldn't work out that way, unfortunately. But lots of great prizes. And then we also have a really fun session tracking giveaway. Because we're already an hour into this live, I'm not going to fully share this one, but there is information here. And on Monday, I will fully share how you enter that one and the tracking and how all that works. But essentially, you're going to see in the tracking section that there's a new thing there. There's a video here. So if you are live here right now, I encourage you to watch this, try it out. So then if you have any questions, you can ask me on Monday. But it's pretty, if you read these instructions, watch this video, essentially you're going to find there's the, at the very top, summer 2025 ENR sessions tracking. For each session you watch, you put in a one, and then there's going to be like a leaderboard of who's been watching the most sessions, and each one is an entry, and we're going to have some really fun prizes for that. And then finally, well, I guess not the finally, because again, tons of giveaways. We have a trivia game giveaway on the 22nd. So that is the trivia all comes from sessions at Educate and Rejuvenate. So from the pre-recorded sessions, from the live sessions, our team is putting together a fun trivia game that we're going to do live on the 22nd. And the top on the leaderboard for that will win prizes. And then also that is when I will reveal the prizes from my homework giveaway. And then at the very end of the event, we are doing an event experience giveaway. Well, actually, I think we'll put that form up once the live part is done and when there are sessions there. We just don't want to put the form now because you need time to actually experience the event before we ask for your feedback because, you know, that it just doesn't make sense for us to be like, hey, enter this giveaway and tell us your experience when you haven't experienced it yet. So we're adding that one later. And okay, so we haven't even gotten to the sessions yet. Now we're going to get to the live sessions, which the replays will show up right here once they've happened. So more little tiles for each session will be added here. So if you're like, oh, dang it, I can't attend Anna's keynote or I can't attend Kelsey's morning session, they will be here for you. They just aren't yet because they haven't happened yet, right? So right now we have the Zoom link and the schedule here. And then we have how-tos for the breakout sessions. Really, we're going to be walking you right through it. Same Zoom link. We're going to have a team member in the main room helping you if you need help figuring out where to click to select which of the breakout sessions you want to go to in the afternoon on each of the days. So right now, there's not much here just because it hasn't happened yet, but there will be. For Platinum, it just explains what it is in that if you have Platinum access, you'll go to the other area for Platinum. And then this is where trivia and any other like surprise fun, because sometimes we're just like, I'm going to go live about this thing and then we'll add it here after. So you have it if you want to watch that. And then here you will find all the pre-recorded sessions. So for example, you'll click on each one and you'll be able to basically go to the session and watch it. It's pretty self-explanatory. And any of the freebies and things that you need will be right here. We link right to the discussion threads and to where you can track your progress for the challenge as well. So there are so many great sessions. You'll find you'll just want to click through them and find all the amazing sessions that, oh, hang on. Again, I need to be in not admin view when I'm like, no, I don't want to remove that. Please don't remove that. That would be inconvenient for me. And for all of you, most importantly. Allison says, this all sounds freaking amazing. Of course, whenever I'm screen sharing, our internet does not love when I'm like trying to screen share and have a million tabs open. And my husband, he would be getting on me right now because he works in tech, or at least he used to. And he does woodworking now, actually. but he would be like, Kelsey, you haven't shut down your computer all week and you have all these tabs open. Like, what is your problem? I'm like, I know. Anybody else do that though? I'm like, he's like, if you would have just shut down your computer before you went live, you wouldn't have these problems. I can hear it already. Like, and he's totally right. Hopefully it's on break time or after school hours for the trivia. It's my first day back. It's in the morning, unfortunately. So I think it's at 10 a.m. But I mean, I guess the replay for that one won't be as helpful. So you're going back on the 29th. Or no, that's not the 29th, it's the 22nd. My tech husband is the same. It's so annoying. I know. And it was funny because it's those reminders that you're like, I know I should do that. But then I have to close all my tabs and I'm using all of these tabs, right? Okay. So we have, but I will before Monday, I will do that. So we don't have these issues while I'm live on Monday and we do the final thing. But there are so many sessions, like, they're all amazing. And then there are going to be even more live sessions than we've ever had because we have those breakouts. We've never done that before. So it's going to be hard to choose. You're going to be like, which breakout should I go to? But the good news is all the replays for the breakouts go into the app. So you choose which one, like which presenter do I want to see live? Like, do I have the most questions for? Go to that one. And then all the other ones you'll get the replay for. Okay, so basically all the sessions you'll find here. And then if you have Platinum access, you will see this. Well, everyone will see it. It'll just say premium. And that's just the word that the app platform uses. We don't even use the word premium anywhere, but it just means that it is part of like the club or a separate purchase. So if you have pre-recorded sessions where to watch, right? It'll say, tell you to go back to the other one to watch all the pre-recorded sessions, because that right here is just all the Platinum perks, right? And then all the Platinum Pass bonuses we have in here for you. So we have your Winter Educate and Rejuvenate access that you have access to. That is here. Your huge bundle, your $37 credit, your self-love journal, your extra meditations, and then the Platinum bonus day. We're going to have all the Zoom link and the replays for you for that here. And so for that, That is happening on the 17th. That is where we have Anna, Lauren, and Jess. You've probably seen on Board Teachers doing the Over Our Dead Bodies book club. We have that is going to be like the main like keynote fun thing. It's going to be such a great time. And then I am going to be teaching a lot of things. Like I'm teaching all so much during the first 2 days that I'm doing a big, like long open coaching feedback, like bring what you've done from what you've learned so far from my sessions to me, or if you just want to come on and be coached, like it's like an open 2 hours for anybody who wants my feedback on all the things I'm teaching, all the coaching. If you're like, I want to figure out this schedule for next year, or I need to figure out how to have more boundaries, whatever it is, I am here to support you for a coaching call where it's a smaller, more intimate group for the Platinum and Club. Chris says, my husband is laughing at me right now because I do the same thing. My record is 96 tabs open. Yes, I counted 96. You might beat me, Chris. That drives me crazy. Well, see, you can tell him you're not the only one. Tell him your friend Kelsey, she does it all the time. Okay. And her husband says the same thing. And I suppose, you know, it's just how it goes. Okay. The other thing I wanted to show you is if you go into community, you will see that there is a summer 2025 event chat. So we have a general event chat here. And maybe, let's see, maybe we need to look at that. We added the access. So we'll take a look. If somebody else said that too, maybe something's going on. You'll see all these discussion threads here. The breakout ones still need to be added. We are getting those added ASAP, but all the pre-recorded sessions, the general event chat is here. We can start chatting. As you're watching sessions, you can go in. Let's say you watch. I interviewed Laura on the podcast recently about the cravings, the real reason you can't stop eating. If you have any session or any questions about that or any aha moments you had, or you just want to chat about it with other teachers who are watching it, this is where you can do it. So these are the discussion threads for each one. Oh, Latrice says, I was coached in the past. It was great. Yes, I loved coaching you. Would love to do it again, Latrice. Wendy says she would love that. Yes. Kristen said, I can relate with not shutting down my computer and leaving many tabs open in multiple windows. Yes. Vanessa said, should we read the book ahead of time? Oh, great question, Vanessa. They actually asked about this because they're like, oh, do you want to have a book read for it? And I actually said no, because I don't think that we're going to be able to tell everyone to have a certain book read for it. So it's more going to be a discussion about thriller books in general. And then they're going to share what their next book is going to be. And so you can join them with that too. So we didn't want you to feel like you have to cram in reading a book this weekend. before that, it would just be hard to get the memo out to everyone, especially because a lot of people join in the week before the event. That's when like most people actually buy their ticket, is in the week leading up to it. It's just not enough time for people to read a book before. Yes. And Latrice says, everyone was so supportive. Yes. And that's what I love about our community, is like, we are here to support each other. I know it can be kind of scary to raise your hand and be like, I want to be coached, I want support, but trust me, you will leave feeling so much better because everybody who is part of this community is so incredibly supportive. I have never in the several years we've been doing this, like three years now we've had coaching as part of this, like at our big events and even just every week in our club, I've never seen anyone leave a negative comment to someone about their coaching, ever. Like that, we just don't do that. And if we do, they would be like, no, you're kicked out. Because like, that's not what we do, right? We are here to lift each other up. That is like a non-negotiable as part of the Educate and Rejuvenate community. Now, of course, as a coach, sometimes they help you to be like, oh, is that thought actually serving you? And notice like our blind spots, but it's all with so much compassion, right? Kristen says, I will actually be able to watch and participate in most of the sessions this year since I'm kind of grounded with my surgical recovery on my right ankle rather than being on the go. Oh, Kristen, I hope that your ankle is healing well. I'm glad that you're going to be able to attend the event and have something to look forward to while you're healing from that. Like, you're amazing. So we're so glad you're here. Latrice says, that coaching session got me through that school year. I can't tell you, there have been coaching sessions where like, that one little thought that got tweaked, and like there was a group program I was in, I came on and got coached on, and it was just like a conversation I needed to have. And it shifted my whole thinking for me. Like I was trying to avoid it and trying to be like, no, I don't want to bring this up. Like, I don't want the relationship to change. And then she was like, well, hasn't the relationship already changed? Because now there's this thing between you. And I was like, oh yeah. The thing it was like trying to hold on to was like, oh, it already has. Like, so crazy. Are you going to book autograph stickers again? Oh yes. That is another thing. And that is actually mentioned in and we only do this like during the event. We don't do it all the time just because like I can't always keep up. But during the event, if you buy a copy of my book, Educate and Rejuvenate, I will sign a sticker and send it to you. You just need to forward your confirmation email. And the information about the book is here. And a special event bonus. Get it signed. You will forward your receipt to, oh, I don't know why it's there a million times, but I'll check and see how it looks on your end. When you do that, I will send you a sticker to turn it into a signed copy. Absolutely. Kristen says, thanks. Not exactly how I wanted my summer to be. However, most of the hard recovery will be done without using my sick days. So that will be good. That is good. Cause then you can have those for, you know, when you're sick or for, you know, I don't know for you. Is it like, I know it varies from place to place. Can you like use that for fun things like vacation too? Wendy says, I don't know how many times I cried this school year. We are here to support each other. And there's nothing wrong with crying, right? It's actually good. Oftentimes we're feeling our emotions when we're trying to push it back. Like, no, yes, for travel. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you want the days for that, right? Okay, and then let's see. I think we went through everything here. Does anybody have any questions that I didn't get to? And I'm going to look. We're going to make sure that I get that calendar link fixed. Going to be checking on the workbook. And double checking on general admission access, because I could have sworn we got that turned on like an hour before I went live. But then Allison in the chat. Oh, Allison figured it out. It was all her. Okay. Okay. So maybe same thing for the other girl in the chat. I actually didn't catch her name because it was live. Maybe it was for her too. So we'll make sure we help everyone out. Glad it's working. So okay, Allison needs to go. Have a great day, everyone. Yes, I hope you all have an amazing day. And I cannot wait to see you at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. We're going to have such a great time. And again, I can't wait to like literally see you if you want, because we're going to be in a Zoom room rather than for these podcasts. We've been like, I'm in a StreamYard thing and you're on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, and or Instagram. We're going to actually be in a room together, and I would love if you turn on your camera and I can see you. If not, that's totally fine. Or you can even just put like a picture up and I at least see your face. That is always so much fun to be in the room together. We're going to have music playing during breaks. We're going to laugh together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to cry together in a good way. We're going to have such a good time. And we're going to get so many ideas that light us up for next school year. They'd be like, oh, I cannot wait to try that next year in my classroom. So again, if you have not yet purchased your ticket, go to educateandrejuvenate.com to grab your ticket. You can join for as little as $5 to come to the event. And why not grab that ticket now so you can start watching sessions now and get in the app, make sure you're in so you're not like scrambling the morning of the main event. So yeah, I hope to see you there. We're going to have such a great time. And until then, have a great weekend. Enjoy binging some sessions if you want, and we'll see you soon. If you loved what you heard in this episode, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. And hey, if you're ready to take this work even deeper beyond just a podcast episode, you'll love the book that I wrote with Teacher Goals. It's called Educate and Rejuvenate, a 3-step guide to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. This isn't just a book you read, it's a whole experience. With your copy, you'll also get access to a full PDF workbook and exclusive reader-only course modules in our mobile app, designed to help you not just consume the content, but actually apply it to your life, even if you only have a few minutes at a time. So if you're ready to make Educate and Rejuvenate not just something you listen to, but a lifestyle you live and a mantra you carry with you every day, grab your copy on Amazon and head to educateandrejuvenate.com/book to claim your bonuses.